It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US.
Melissa and I could never see eye to eye, which is why we said, hey, let's make a whole thing out of it with what we came up with Mel versus Austin.
In the blue corner from Nashville, Tennessee, and the father of two daughters, it is Austin Huff. And in the red corner, mother to one son from Portage, Indiana, Melissa McGirt. Fighters touch gloves, no blows below the waist.
We brought in our referee slash judge, Kyle Milnamo, in here to kind of mediate this discussion. But, you know, today we are arguing over whether it is pronounced read receipts or read receipts. Obviously, you know, the little notification on your phone to let you know if someone has read your text message.
Mm-hmm. You said it, read.
Okay. All right. Let's just get into it. Melissa, why don't you take the floor?
Got you.
Go ahead.
All right. That is the whole perfect reason. It is read receipts.
Okay.
Once you send a text and it doesn't show the notification because they haven't read it yet. Once they open it, then they know you have then read the text.
Mm.
If it was read text, it would be they are reading your text.
Interesting.
Get it? What I'm saying?
Wow.
It's past tense, baby.
Okay. Man, she's throwing some English at you, Austin. What do you got?
Okay. First of all, the word is spelled read, R-E-A-D, right? If I put that word in front of you, would you say read?
Yes.
Yes.
Or read.
Okay. And it is current tense. It is not past tense. It is, did this person read this text? So it is a read receipt. It is a receipt as to whether or not they read the text message that you sent. It is read receipt. Everyone calls it read receipt except for you and maybe a few other people that don't know anything about technology.
Ooh, wow. Jeez. We did get a 630 texter who chimed in and is most certainly read, R-E-D.
Oh, that's weird. They spelled it R-E-D,
right,
as in read, as in a different word than read.
Mm-hmm. So.
No, because they were making sure that when they spelled R-E-A-D, you knew they meant red.
Oh, you mean you have to you have to change the spelling just to know what how it's pronounced. That's weird.
To make
you
my
have
decision.
To do that with read.
All right, guys, I'm ready to make my decision.
Let's do it.
It's a tough one. Mel, you brought up some good points about English. Austin, you brought up some good logical points, but I had to draw from the inner self of me and normally how I would read it. I'm biased. I call them read receipts.
Yes!
They have always been read receipts.
Thank
and everybody
you.
I have
like
ever
I
met
said.
Before you, Melissa, yep. has called yep. them read receipts.
Everyone
oh
calls
God.
Them read receipts.
You guys, please email these two and tell them that they're crazy.
Everyone calls them read receipts,
no,
Mel.
No, they don't.
You're the only person in America that
only
thinks they're read receipts.
Call them read receipts. Give me a girl in here, for God's sake.
It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's Melissa and Austin. Sorry, it's Melissa and Victorious Austin. Let's settle this once and for all. Is it read receipts or read receipts? I say read. Mel says
read.
Let's go to Ashley in Naperville.
Are you an English teacher?
I'm not an English teacher. However, I am a former Apple employee.
Oh my
wow.
gosh.
This might be
the ultimate, like,
maybe
the ultimate card, depending on which side
wait,
she agrees with,
it
will determine whether
what did
or not.
You, sorry, what did you do for
so
Apple?
It's funny. I was an administrator.
Okay, got it. Okay, what do you think?
So,
is it read or read receipt?
It's actually read.
Yes!
This
yes!
Actually,
yes!
This was a debate at work one day, and I decided let's just pull up the keynote from when they decided to include that in the iOS update.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it says read receipts.
And it says read
wait
receipts!
It's spelled the same! They are spelled the same, so how do you know which way it is?
Because that's how he pronounces it. He
Boom.
Says read receipts.
That's read receipts.
Who's he?
I don't remember who was presenting at the time. Maybe it's Johnny Ives. I don't remember.
If it's Johnny Ives, you got to go with Johnny
yeah.
Ives. He's
who's
like the
Johnny
lead,
Ives?
Lead design
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't even matter. Doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it, Mel.
Johnny
if you don't know,
Ives.
You don't know. You don't
yeah.
need to know.
I
you don't need to know, right, Mel?
I'll bet you Johnny Ives got fired for not pronouncing it right.
You can pull it up on YouTube. I believe it's iOS 5.
The iOS
That's
5.
How old it is.
There
uh-huh.
you go.
Uh-huh.
I love this, Ashley.
I'll believe it when I see it, Ashley. I'm fighting this
you know,
one.
Here we were asking for English teachers. teachers to get like, you know, the proper pronunciation, but that doesn't matter. What matters is who invented it, and Apple invented the read receipt.
Ashley, before you got into this discussion at work, were you a read girl or a read girl?
I was read.
Wow. That girl, Ashley.
Okay, I don't like this.
Everyone calls it read receipts,
Mel. How could Apple, they are supposed to be smart. It's past tense, and it's a notification. Is that something has been read.
But to me, I'm reading it.
Yeah, see? You're getting hung up too much on the tense of the word. But it's not, the receipt itself
is called
a read receipt. Did you read it?
Ashley, you can't say that you're reading it because you're seeing that someone has read your text.
I love that Ashley is not changing course here.
Yeah, Ashley's staying strong because she worked for Apple, Mel. They invented the read receipt.
Something is wrong with that person at Apple.
You mean Sir Jonathan Paul Ives? Yeah, he was knighted, Mel. He knows his stuff.
He was knighted. That just goes to show you right there. He's English.
Yeah. And his English
he's not even
correct.
American.
Mel, I'd be willing to bet that the Apple in the logo for Apple is not even red.
Get out of here.
Okay. Listen,
all right.
Ashley.
I'm an English teacher.
Ashley, I'm going to say this. Having been on the airwaves for almost 4 years now, this might be my favorite call that we've ever gotten. So thank you very much. I very
you
much
are
appreciate
so welcome.
You.
Oh my gosh. This is hysterical. I do appreciate you, Ashley. Thank you.
Of course. You guys have a good day.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Bye.
Think different.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but we're getting some text messages from the boss.
It doesn't matter anymore. Oh, from the boss.
The boss. She just wanted to let us know that the Apple employee, Ashley, is drinking the Kool-Aid. Austin and I are in a cult, and that we are wrong.
Uh-huh.
But still, I think we got to go with Ashley.
Look, I will get fired on this dime. If I'm going at odds against my boss.
Don't make the boss
mad. No, then I'll go get a job with Ashley at Apple. There we go.
You guys can all be reading things the wrong way.
No, you were...
Oh, you called it read!
Read!
Yeah. Read! Read!